Political and economic pressure from the United States and Israel have prompted Lebanon's government and military leadership to consider a plan for disarmament of Lebanese Hezbollah. However, significant sectors of Lebanese society regard such measures as a direct threat to national security and territorial integrity. Recent surveys indicate that 58% of Lebanese citizens oppose disarmament without firm security guarantees, with opposition reaching 96% among the Shiite community. Critics warn that implementing the proposal could trigger internal conflict, undermining the fragile stability of the country. Parliament Speaker Nabih Berri described the US-backed initiative as a substitute for earlier ceasefire agreements, stressing that any discussion on arms must occur within the framework of a national defense strategy and inclusive dialogue. He reaffirmed Hezbollah's role in liberating Lebanese territory and in safeguarding national dignity and sovereignty. Opponents also highlight the lack of transparency in the Lebanese army's proposed plan to consolidate weapons, raising concerns that Hezbollah's arsenal could ultimately be dismantled in line with the US-Israeli demands. Historical memories of repeated Israeli incursions into Lebanon and Syria have further deepened public mistrust of international assurances. For many Lebanese, Hezbollah is viewed not merely as a political movement, but as a core pillar of national deterrence. Given the structural weaknesses of Lebanon's army and the influence of external actors, citizens widely believe that disarming Hezbollah without credible guarantees would expose the country to serious security risk and destabilization.